Welcome to Expect the Expected with Joey and Harp.
Two small town girls from New Mexico living in Nashville and talking all things personal growth, spirituality, fucking shit up, and figuring it all out, or at least trying to.
Today's episode is brought to you from East Nashville, where we are smoking on Top Shelf by Holistic Connections again.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Each episode, we'll be trying out different strains of legal-grade cannabis from smoke shops around the city. We're here to have a good time and talk about some shit. Thanks for being a part of the journey. Let's get into it.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Well, I guess it'll be Thanksgiving, obviously, tomorrow when it goes out.
Yeah.
Damn, you're right. Okay. I'm like, it's Thanksgiving Eve. We can't skip over that.
No, Thanksgiving Eve is just as much fun as Thanksgiving.
Dude, it's just nice to chill, honestly. That's why I feel like everything slows down during the holidays. And is nice.
Yeah. 4-day weekend, give it to me.
Holla. And it's cold outside. I don't hate that it's cold outside. It's kind of nice. It's cold as shit, but...
Yeah, it's been cold as shit. I'm just like...
But, like, 'tis the season.
I know, but I just, like, freeze.
But it was hot on Christmas, and so if we have a cold Christmas, I'll be okay with that. But I feel like this winter is going to be harsh.
Yeah.
We weren't ready. Dude, we've been here for, like, almost 5 years, and we're still not ready for winter.
No, dude. Winter in New Mexico is, like, meh.
50s.
40s. I mean, sometimes it'll go down to the 30s, but it's, like, a week.
Yeah.
You know?
It's, like, pretty level and mild.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I liked working at the golf course. Like, I was working in the dead of winter, and there's old-ass men just out there golfing. Like, all right, guys. Here's a beer. That's dedication, man.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I like being inside when it's... I mean, yeah. I like the couch anyways, but I like being inside when it's cold. You, like, bake cookies and have fuzzy socks.
Yeah.
And, like, watch movies, like, cheesy movies. God, I watched the new one on Netflix with Freddie Prinze Jr., and he looks old as shit.
Really?
And it's
damn
so cheeseball, and I was just like... Man, this is, like, too cheesy. Like, I like a good cheesy Christmas movie, but no, it was so bad.
Oh, my goodness. I know. I've already started watching some Christmas movies, but I don't know, dude. I mean, but tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and it's gonna be a good time. And I feel like, you know, there's a lot to be grateful for. 'Tis the season.
I'm grateful for all the food we're going to smash tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
I am also grateful for our little Thanksgiving traditions.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in our adult life, like, that's why I think Friendsgiving is so cool. It's because you don't always get the opportunity to go home for, like, Thanksgiving. Because it's hard to go back, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you got to choose. And
yeah,
I think a lot of people choose Christmas. So you have... Oh, there's a train.
A choo-choo train.
That was so funny. The people next door that were looking at the house to buy were like... Can you hear the train from here?
It's literally, like, two houses down.
Can you see the train? Yeah, you could fucking hear it.
Like, no shit.
Okay, side note, people, and it hasn't sold. Anyways, potato, potato. The city's weird.
Friendsgiving.
Thank you. God, trains are distracting. But it's just, like, a time to, like, it's, like, about community. And, like, everybody, like, puts in their dish. And, like, everybody shares everything. And you just hang out with, like, friends like their family, you know? So,
yeah.
This is our, like, fourth Thanksgiving together.
I know.
Or something like that. So, we have our things. Like, there's stuff I always make. There's stuff you always make. Like, different people have been there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But sometimes it's just us, and that's cool, too.
I know. Yeah, it's gonna be such a good day. And, yeah, it's just the whole vibe of it all. I, like... really, I don't know, vibe with, you know, even back home. But yeah, I'm glad that there's Friendsgiving now, because I'm not always going to be able to go home. And on the side note too, it's kind of nice. It's almost, you know, Christmas, typically you spend with your family, and Thanksgiving, a lot of times people spend with their friends, like their family too, but it's more, I feel like, socially acceptable to spend it with your friends now too. And so it's just a really good time, because I mean, we always talk about friendship, and I'm always like, my friends are my family, so
But, like, you create home where you're at, you know what I mean? And, like, you get to do that with, like, your friends. And home isn't always home and with family.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's not. And I think that's, I don't know. I think that's the thing about holidays. Sometimes they can be, like, some people have, like, traumatic experiences around holidays. And so then they're just like, I hate holidays. And, like,
I hate Christmas.
I hate it.
Oh, little Grinches run around everywhere.
I know, dude. And so but at the same time, even if you didn't grow up with the best picture of holidays, like, you can make it now as an adult and do your own thing and, like, make it special. That's what I do. Hell yeah. Yeah. I love the holidays. Why not?
You know?
Yeah. Make it fun again.
Yeah.
Try to. I mean, everyone's on their own journey, but, like, I love being able to make it my own. And, yeah, make your own traditions and shit.
Do whatever you fucking... That's the thing. Okay. I was listening to some T-Swizzle. And lovers, like, we can leave the Christmas lights up till January because this is, like, our place. And we make the rules. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to quote the whole song. But, like, it's true because it's, like, we were talking about, like, we can wake up whenever we want to and start cooking whenever we want to because it's our Thanksgiving, you know? So there's just no pressure. And that's what I think is hard about this time of year for some people is it's so much stress to, like, get everything done and blah, blah, blah. And, like, gifts and all this stuff. And while I know when you're hosting a thing, it can be really stressful. But trying to just remember to breathe a little bit and take time to, like, spend time and live in the present of the Thanksgiving Eve and hanging out with your friends and or family or whatever. And then spending the next day enjoying it.
Yeah.
Because we're already rushed on everything else. Let us have the holidays.
Yeah, seriously. <You know? laughs> I'm all about a stress-free holiday. Just shit will get done when it gets done and just, like, have a good time.
And that's what I said for people that I invited. I was like, this is around the time we eat. We might not eat at this time. Come whenever you want to. Leave whenever you want to, you know?
Nobody's food at some point.
Shit. Yeah. Jeez.
Sally.
You look like me dropping shit.
Oh, I'm clumsy as fuck.
I know. I am
too. I'm all laughing into it.
It's so bad. I was cooking breakfast for my boyfriend, which sounds so weird to say. My boyfriend. But I was cooking breakfast because apparently I'm domestic as fuck now. Love that for me. And I said something about being clumsy, and he was like, "You're not clumsy." And 2 seconds later, spatula hits the floor. I was like, "Yeah, well,
I'm clumsy."
That's really sweet of you to try and be nice, but I'm self-aware. It's all right. Like,
dude, I'm clumsy too. The other day I was making dinner, and I swear to God, I had to, like, use three different spatulas because I had dropped two of them on the floor at separate times. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah, dude.
And then I cut my thumb. I was almost you were lost so mad. It. I was lost it. Oh my gosh. But, you know, we made it out, and I was able to, you know, have a little Delta 8 and chill the fuck out.
Dude, it's nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, like, time is what you create it, you too, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't have to have a timeline, just chill.
Dude, I know. Especially, like, with work. I mean, I'm always, you know, I'm at someone's beck and call all the time. Even as a supervisor, I'm just like, okay, you know? And so when I can finally get off, I'm like, this is my time. And I don't even really, like, want to be on my phone. I mean, sometimes I am. But, you know, it's just enjoying that free space. You really need it. Work-life balance is a real thing.
I know. How funny that we just watched that episode of Queer Eye. I was like, this is good. This is what we need. Mm-hmm. Because that girl that was on it was doing good things.
She was like an activist.
Yeah, she was an activist and she was doing good things. She was not giving herself the time to kind of recuperate and charge her battery and take care of herself. And it's what we've talked about before is you can't give yourself, you will get burnt out. That is, like, the definition of burning out.
Yeah, seriously.
Is you're not fueling yourself, so you can't fuel the greater good. You know what I mean? So.
100%.
So I think it's important to just sit down and chill.
Yeah.
And, like,
spend time. And, like, rest looks different for everybody, but it's, like, really just doing whatever you need. Whether that's just to fucking sleep, or that's to, like, go do some, like, active rest, too, you know?
Yeah, whatever makes you feel good, you know? Oh, yeah. And I feel like I need to have a full day of just nothing. Mm-hmm. But I also need to have a productive day, because that always makes me, that makes me feel good, too. Yeah. You know? Like, I did next to nothing yesterday, but then I got up and I did the dishes and I made breakfast and I, like, did things today, you know? Yeah. That also made me feel good. And it was funny that on Queer Eye just now, they were talking about how cooking doesn't need to be an added stressor, but we can view it that way because you're like, oh, I have to make dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I think you do a good way of making it more therapeutic. And I was thinking about that when I was doing the dishes. I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
You're going to have a clean kitchen.
That's going to be nice.
And it's going to be nice.
Because you're, like, respecting your space.
Yeah, and that's important.
Yeah, it is.
So, and that's not always been the easiest thing for me. Like, especially when I get down. Are you popular? Is someone calling you?
Dude, I don't even think I have my phone on. Well, I don't know where it is. It's fine.
Buried in the blankets. That is literally my life. I'm searching for everything in the blankets at all times. Lost my vape. Lost my backup vape. Lost my phone. Lost my remote.
Earlier when I lost the lighter.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, guess we're using a match because that's the closest thing. Because I ain't about to
Luke,
get up and go
you
find
did,
another
I don't think
one.
You heard him, but Luke was like, it's still lit. And then, because the match was burning down to your fingers and you were like, oh, and you like put it out. Oh, Jesus. She didn't even hear what you said.
Uh-huh.
I'm just trying to light this.
I'm just trying to get a little hit real quick. Please, thank you.
Please, thank you. Welcome to, speaking of backup vapes, welcome to the club
oh
of having a backup
gosh.
Vape. I'm never going to let you live
time.
Down. One time, not going to let you live anything down. This time last year, she was like, oh you picked up vaping? I've been stressed, all right? So, yeah, all the kids are doing it. And then this bitch goes and gets one.
Who, me? Could it be me?
And now she has a backup vape.
By accident.
Well.
I was stressed. Just the way the good Lord. I didn't have the one that I have at home.
See?
So I had to go
stress.
Get another one. I didn't need to. But it was nice to have it. But on the other hand, it is what it is. It's
we bad. Don't promote vaping.
No, it's a really bad habit.
But we understand that sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
To get through life.
You know.
There's too much exactly. judgment on shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there if you, is. Whatever. As long as you're...
If it's not affecting you...
Yeah.
Then move on.
You know what I mean? If it's not hurting you that bad, like... and it's not hurting other people, then fuck it.
I don't
you know,
dude.
Like...
Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
I don't judge people that... Because I've been there, too, that I see at the bars, like, regulars, like... This is your time where you need to decompress and do your shit. Fucking do it. Who am I to judge? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know? I've gone to the bar every night to decompress.
Yeah.
Cry in my beer.
Cry.
Talk about super tears life. In my beers, cowboys. Here we are. It's all right. We're good now. But, you know, sometimes you just go through seasons where different things kind of get you through it.
Yeah.
As much as I wish we could all just love being so healthy and, like, running it off or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that ain't it.
No.
And that's the truth.
And I think it's just kind of, you know, that's the thing. It's, well, I guess that is the thing.
That's, you know what? That's the thing. Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so that's...
God damn it.
How am I supposed to pull it together after that one?
Oh, my
God. Oh, shit.
It's because I had, like, an epiphany, and then I had an epiphany on an epiphany.
Like, inside a dream. Like, a dream within a dream.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Coming soon, episode
oh,
about
yeah.
fucking dreams, because that shit's gnarly.
About it all. Probably have another episode on it later on, too.
Oh, my
too,
God.
But...
We need a part one and a part two, because you and I can go deep into that shit.
Oh, hell yeah. So, peep our next episode.
Oh, my
gosh.
Speaking of peeping stuff, that sounds weird. Speaking of peeping, we just set up an Etsy shop.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And it's cute.
It is cute. We have some stuff on there.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to, like, rock some of that stuff.
Hell yeah.
I think they're really cool. Rock it. We'll post stuff on Instagram to our 27 followers. Yeet. But truly, they're cool.
But if you want to, you know.
Tell your friends. Tell your mom. Hide your wife. Hide your kids.
Tell them all.
Do you think people even know that reference anymore?
Dude, I don't even know.
Surely the people that, like, are friends that listen to this and, like, people are like, I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the kids mean these days.
Jesus Dude, I don't either. Christ. And I work with them and they say some stuff sometimes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I just, we all it's have our crazy, angle, I guess. Dude, are we old?
I mean, like, older. We're yeah, not old.
We're older and wiser and more mature.
Dude.
So much more mature.
On another note, really quick, I'm turning 30 next week. And a week from today.
Yes.
Older. Yes. 100%. Yes. Definitely not 16 anymore.
You're crossing the bridge, my girl.
On to the yonder years. You know, though, it's funny because I heard someone say the other day, they were like, you know, because people try to, they were like, you know, 30 in... You know, before, didn't used to be middle age, but now people live on average to 70, so, like, 30's midlife. I was like, damn. But I don't know.
I feel like 30 is so young in life, though.
It is.
That's when you're barely, hopefully, kind of getting your shit together. And you're not even expected to have all your shit together at 30. You just are kind of, like, getting into that mental space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? About trying. Some people get their shit together earlier.
Well, but... see, that's the thing is, I actually heard another thing. They said, this definitely was me, and I don't know who said it, but it made a lot of sense. They're like, when you're in your 20s, it's the first time you've ever been an adult, and so you try things, and you make mistakes, and you're so hard on yourself for no reason, because you've never been an adult before, and you put so much pressure on yourself.
Ain't that the truth?
And then you get to 30, and I'm so different than I was when I was 18, you know, even in my early 20s, I think about that, and, you know, because at work, I'm not the youngest pup anymore, and that's something that's different.
Dude, me too.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And I'm just like, oh, shit, like, I'm not, like, one of my staff was born in 2000. I was like, what? So, that's crazy, but we had her vibe, it's cool, but I just am, you know, I've grown and I've changed so much from being in my early 20s. Shit, even in my mid-20s. It's like I kind of look back, and I don't regret any of it, though.
Nah, because we had a good time.
It was a good-ass time. I mean, we were talking earlier about how if there were certain things that we didn't do or just certain decisions we wouldn't have made, then we probably wouldn't have ended up here.
And you can look back and be grateful for the shit you went through that got you to the point you're on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's like... Life really is, man, I'm cheeseballing. Life really is just, like, a journey. And, like, you don't know which decision is going to lead you, which direction. And then you look back, and it all kind of makes sense, and it's all woven together, and it's kind of cool.
Even the decisions that you look back, and you're like, damn, that was fucking stupid. But, I mean, that's what I was saying kind of earlier, and then you kind of pointed out that decision I was kind of deeming as stupid actually
was a catalyst.
Yeah. And now I'm like, if I wouldn't have done that, then I wouldn't be here. And that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this wouldn't be our life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just wild, dude. It's so wild. But it's crazy because I am like closing a chapter and like entering a new one.
Do you feel the
but
shift?
But I feel that. Oh, yeah. I feel the shift feel it hard. For you. And that's like you and I were talking about earlier, too. All we do is fucking talk. Even when we're not recording podcasts, this is obviously why we got into it.
This is why we have a fucking podcast.
Because we just talk 24/7.
We have a lot to say. Okay?
But we were talking about that when you, like, when you're feeling that shift in your life and you almost, quote unquote, are almost fighting against it, it makes you feel like you're pretending to try to be the person that you once were, but you've outgrown that person.
Which is crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. That's, yeah.
Because like I mentioned, I used to be a party girl, dude. I was wild for a long time. You lived with me when I was still really wild. And while that was fun, and I respect that part of my life, like, I mean, I'm wild in other ways, but in that, like, concept of being, like, party girl, it's just, I feel like for a period of time, I was almost being, have to be, like, damn, like, the winds are changing, and I just gotta flow with it, because it doesn't, yeah, like you mentioned, like, almost playing a part.
It's like you're, exactly that, you're pretending, you're not that girl anymore, but you're pretending to be her, because that's what you're used to, because you were her for a really long time, but yeah. There is a shift. That's exactly how I feel. I feel a shift, too, and I'm still in, like, the beginning of it, yeah. But it's changing drastically, and I just am really trying to recognize it and flow with it, because I have a tendency of fighting that, too.
Yeah.
And we've kind of got to watch each other do that, but I think, yeah, if you open yourself up and you go with the flow and you... Like you said, abundance awaits. Abundance awaits.
Yeah.
I should start a cruise. Cruise line.
Yeah. Abundance awaits.
Abundance awaits.
But, I mean, yeah, I was saying that earlier. I was, that's exactly what we're talking about, is whenever you're living your life and you start to, you know, ride those waves of change in, like, a positive way and start to make different decisions that are benefiting you.
And let go of the stuff that's been holding you back. And you yeah. know holds you back. You get in your own way. I get in my own way. Mm-hmm. You get in your... We all do it.
Yeah.
You know? But when you try and recognize it and let go of those things, it allows more room
yeah.
for good shit to come in.
Yeah. Like literally a life of abundance. I, like, truly feel that. And... Because you're making space for mm-hmm. things. Like you mentioned, like, you're making space and you're letting things go and... And it's stuff that just some of it just is naturally trying to let go. And when you hold on to that, it's almost like, why? Why am I holding on to this? But it's, in a way, you have to kind of grieve that part of your life. That's the thing in adulthood, though, is those life changes aren't as evident as they were as, like, when you're a kid. You know what I mean? Because, like, when you're a kid, you're in school. And so there's mile markers. Like,
okay,
you know?
I'm in middle school. This is this time period in my life. Okay, I'm in high school. This is this time. Okay, I'm going to college. This is this time in my life.
And then you graduate college,
and you're like, okay.
And then it's just, it's this. This is it.
This is it for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And you just, and it's not as evident because there's not another set, like, predetermined, like, mile marker. Yes, you can get married. Yes, you can have kids. Yes, you can have that traditional lifestyle. Or you can take a different path. And it's all up to fucking you.
But what happens in between either way, you know? Yeah. It is really about, I don't know. I've been trying to live in the present more because I was my whole life just future focused, and when I lost my vision, I lost my passion. But I think I needed to lose that in order to regain it, if that makes sense. I needed to, like, take the break in order to live in the present and then really figure out what I want instead of what people have been telling me that I want or what I think I should do, you know. Mm-hmm. Just really, what am I passionate about that I could do sustainably, because it is not what I've done up until this point, you know?
Yeah. No, whew. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. We're just figuring it out, man.
Just figuring
it out. But this is a cool time period in your, like, life. I'm excited for you.
Oh, I am too. I feel like 30s are going to be good. And it's just, I've learned a lot. And that's the thing is, I feel like sometimes people view turning 30 as, oh, this door's closing, and they don't embrace, like, the door that's opened for them. And I don't want to be that person that's trying to act like I'm 20, because I'm not anymore, yeah. You know? And I'm still, like, I still have fun, I still embrace things, but I set boundaries, too, with myself and with other things, and, like, healthy ones, and I'm just like, you know, I'm gonna do what feels good for me, and things that are coming, I'm just, like, trusting in the universe that doors are opening, and working towards that, and, like, that's a good feeling, because I think sometimes, you know, for instance, like, when I got my career, I was like, oh, yeah, this is everything I've worked towards, and then I get in it, and I'm just like, damn, this is fucking hard, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, also, it's, like, the career choice I chose, but it's just, I think people, I know for me, at least, and I am sure that other people feel like this, if you went to college for something, you worked so hard, and then you get in it, and, like, your interest starts to change, or you kind of get lost in feeling like, well, this is it, but now I don't know if I want this anymore. That's a like, kind of low-key shitty feeling a little bit, because it's just like, man, I work so hard for this. But it's whenever you look at it as, like, giving yourself some fucking grace, because I made that decision to get my degree in that when I was, what, 19?
Right.
Like, I'm a different person now. And I feel, you know, there's so much pressure to make all these decisions and to know exactly where you're going.
At 18, 19 years old.
Yeah, I'm still a fucking kid. I can't even drink yet, you know?
Yeah. I can't even ruin my life all the way yet. Just kidding. That's what your 20s are for.
Yeah.
And then you get back on the horse.
Yeah, yeah, all right, let's go. It's time.
Pony up, boys. Dude, oh, side note, I'm going home next month for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to smash some Mexican food and hang out with my family.
That'll be nice.
I'm so excited. I've missed New Mexico so much. It is so refreshing to go home. Just because sometimes I just need the space away from the city. And there's been times where I'm like, I love Nashville, it's the best. There's been times where I'm like, fuck Nashville, I'm out.
Yeah.
And now I kind of am in the middle space of that. I'm just hanging out, trying to make the best of, like we've talked about before, is changing your atmosphere and environment can be good, but you don't have to always make such a drastic change. You can try and, like, make your life that you're living now good if you're not able to make that change right away. Or you don't know, like, that was my thing.
Yeah.
I was ready to up and leave. But am I really ready to, like, uproot my whole life and start over again in this type of mental space?
Mm-hmm.
I might as well just stay where I'm, like, familiar, you know, and try and make it work. And then, I don't know, see. I think just shifting perspective and trying to really, really helps.
Yeah. No, I definitely think it does. And I think it's also just being grateful for the spot, the place that you're in. Because, like, right now is the only thing that's promised to us. And I think sometimes when we're so focused on the future or so focused on, you know, wanting to be somewhere else. Like, I think it's good to chase goals and to have goals and yada, yada, yada. But everyone talks about that. But I think it's also okay to just be happy with where you are.
And not know where you're going.
Yeah.
You don't have to know.
All we have is, like, right now.
And that's what we've talked about.
There's balance in that.
There is balance in that. And, like, what in 5 years, or even just next year, say next year, what do I want myself to look like this time next year? What are habits that I want to do, start now, that's going to be that person for me next year? And sometimes you go without knowing it. I mean, you told me today, you're like, wow, you've really grown up the last year. Because this time last year, I was not doing great.
Yeah.
You know? And it has, and I sit here this time this year and I look back, and has this year been amazing? No, but it is a lot different.
Yeah.
You know? And that's just a part of accepting the change and not holding on to the shit that isn't serving you and isn't an addition to your life, you know?
Yeah.
And just filling your stuff with, taking the stuff that drains you and refilling it with stuff that makes you happy and gives you energy and brings you joy and shit.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Joy and shit. We love that.
Yeah.
I think it's hard important to learn, too.
Yeah, it is. But that's what your 20s are for. You're just learning and growing. And I think you're always, I mean, I was, like, telling my mom the other day, because I was, like, venting, because I had a really stressful work week last week. And I told her, you know, kind of about some of the stuff that had happened and with me being on call and just, like, how stressed I was and stuff. But I was just like, but I'm just trying to, like, keep a positive mindset. And she was just like, you know, Joey, it takes a certain type of person to do what you do. And just, like, give yourself a break, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because she was like, you do work so hard and, you know, and sometimes it's like, give yourself a fucking break. You know what I mean? It's like, we don't have to, sometimes you just gotta do the best that you can right now. And that's good enough. And I think that a lot of times we're kind of taught and it's like ingrained in our brain that whatever we're doing isn't good enough. You know, and sometimes it's not. I think, you know, there's accountability and stuff. But I think whenever you know, are doing whatever you can, whatever that looks like, whether that's, you know, all you can give is 50%, but you give all that 50%,
you know, sometimes just getting out of fucking bed is a big old step, you know?
Hell yeah.
Like, whenever I'm in it, like, I just want to stay in bed and not talk to anyone and watch TV and, you know, and, like, I'll do that.
And, like, isolate.
Yeah. And isolate. And sometimes it's, like, just getting out of bed, just putting on makeup and going to the store. Or not even putting on makeup and going to the store. You know? Mm-hmm. It's just, yeah, and doing your best at whatever you can when you can.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's good enough.
And it's good enough.
You know?
And you keep doing it, and then maybe your percentage is going up because you're not depleting yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's like a, yeah, it's the longevity of it.
It's a, what do they say? It's a sprint. Nope. It's a, what?
marathon.
It's a marathon.
I had to think too. I was just like,
right? Yeah. Yeah. It's a marathon. You got to pace yourself. You got to just like do what you can do and not, and just give yourself grace and not fucking worry about everybody's expectations all the fucking time.
Ah.
You know, that's what I've learned in my 20s. I'm excited to turn 30. I'm pumped for you, dude. I feel like
Good things, my girl.
That's it, because you're shedding your shit. You've gone through it. You're shedding your shit. You know your boundaries, you know? Yeah. And not saying that it's going to be perfect, because nothing ever is.
No.
But it's just, you're in a space where you're aware, you know what you want to align with,
mm-hmm.
and you're doing those things. And that's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Dirty 30. It's going to be my first time in Austin. I'm so excited we're going on a trip together.
Wee! Catch us in Austin.
And Joey has the best friends, truly, like, all of her friends have become my friends, and they're
good.
Going to Austin. We're all just gonna be in this big house together, and it's gonna be fucking great.
Oh, it's gonna be so fun. I'm more excited about that than even, like, going into the city.
I know. I honestly don't even care. It's nice just because we're getting away from our city. I don't really care where we're at, but it'll be fun.
It's gonna be so fun.
I love that. Okay. Three things you're thankful for this Thanksgiving season.
So do I go and then you go and then I go and then you go? Or do you want me to give all my three now?
We could bounce off. I was thinking you could just list, but let's be... Okay, that's cool.
Okay. So something I'm grateful for this year, thankful for. I mean, I guess I'll start off right. I'm very grateful.
It doesn't have to be in a specific order.
Yeah. That Luke pushed us to do the podcast. Because we have been talking about it for a long time, kind of as a joke. Or just being like, haha, we should do that. Huh. And then Luke was just like, I created this and this and this and this for you. Like, and really just kind of, you're doing it. Quit talking about it. And so, I'm really grateful.
He's over there nodding. Yeah, Luke, okay, we see you.
Because I know. But I'm really grateful
for that.
Sometimes
you need the push.
Yeah, we did need a push.
Stepping out of your comfort zone is hard.
And he believed in us. And he helps us. Damn.
Dude, he helps with the... Yeah. Check out our shit, because Luke's good at it.
Producer Luke.
Producer Luke. Wow, 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 wow.
All right, Harp. What is one thing you are grateful for this season?
Honestly, I'm really grateful... For, I know we just talked about it. I'm grateful for rest.
Mm.
I was so wound up last year, and I have really just tried to cut things out that bring me stress, because I've been stressed most of my life.
Yeah.
And really, the last few months, I've really just taken time to sit back and chill and say no, even when, and try not to get FOMO, and just be choosy about where I spend my time. And I'm thankful for all of the lessons that led me to this point, because it's nice to just sit in it.
Yeah.
You know? And that's like a weird thing, but...
Yeah, that's beautiful.
What?
That's beautiful.
Is it? I was like, that's a weird thing, that's random, but...
No, it's a good thing.
That I'm so thankful for.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, cool. That's beautiful.
It is!
That's sweet. I thought I was just being dumb over here, but I didn't...
I'm over here like...
You don't know if you... You know, sometimes you're like, am I making sense? Am I saying
words?
I say
that a lot. Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Number two, but number no two. Specific order.
I know I feel like I say this all the time, but see, whatever. I'm just really, really grateful that I have very genuine people in my life. Because one thing I've learned out here is that not everybody has had that before. And I feel really, really blessed and privileged that I have amazing friends and people, like those friends who actually really fucking care. Because I think that's, I just am very so grateful valuable. For that. It's very valuable. Not everyone has that. And that makes me sad that not everybody has that. But, you know, so I'm just really grateful for it.
But just know there are people out there that, I think a lot of people crave connection. Yeah. And it's really just, like,
there are genuine people
being out there. A little vulnerable mm-hmm. makes other people a little vulnerable. And then it snowballs from there. And then you're besties. You know what I mean? You just accept each other and their shit. And then, you know? Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be so stressful. It's just, and you don't have to vibe with everybody.
No.
You
know? That's and thing. That's it's also not, a thing. You don't have to force friendship. Not everyone needs to be friendship. Your best friend.
No.
Like, that's something the I've people learned that are meant to be in your life will be there. And you make you just have to be your, open to, like, open up to it.
Yeah, and be yourself, because people actually genuinely like you.
Yeah.
You
there's know? The train again.
Can you hear the train from here? Alright, what's your second thing?
It's kind of hard, because I'm grateful for a lot of things. Honestly, why do I start everything out? Honestly! Okay, Harp, you're being honest, we get it. I'm grateful for my family.
Aww.
I am so, so excited. And I'm thankful that my boyfriend bought me a ticket to go home.
Hell yeah.
And that is just, like, meant so much because I didn't think I was going to be able to go home this year. Mm-hmm. I've seen my mom twice, which is really great, but her and I are besties, and it's just sometimes not enough. You know, yeah. It goes by really quickly. And my sisters and everybody back home, I've seen my mom, but it hasn't been back home. And so I'm just really grateful for my family. And everybody has crazy families. So do I. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I love them, and I'm excited to spend Christmas there because I haven't since 2019. And so even though it looks different or whatever, I'm grateful for home and I'm grateful for my family.
Hell yeah.
And living in the present is just really spending time, you know? And I feel like sometimes when I was younger, when I would go back home, I'd be running around, like, partying and not doing stuff. And now I really, like, value going home and spending time with my family. And my friends back home that feel like family, you know? But I don't need to feel the pressure to run around and see everybody.
Yeah.
Just, I'm there for my family. I'm there for Christmas, you know?
Hell yeah.
Man, my shit's ranty. I'm sorry. Go ahead. No worries. Go ahead. I'll be more concise on the third one. Shit. Well,
I'm digging it. I'm listening.
I know.
They're listening.
The universe is listening.
Our 27 Instagram followers are listening.
Well, you know.
Maybe 28 this week. Who knows?
Maybe 30 this week for your birthday.
That would be cool.
We can do it.
Yeah, I'm on a mission. Yeah.
We'll do it.
Okay. Third thing last I'm one. Grateful for. I'm grateful for a lot of things, but
see, it's hard to narrow down to three.
Yeah, it is hard.
That's why I elaborate, I guess. It's like my family, but also like home and going home. And like got my boyfriend my ticket. Like, you know,
just get it all in there.
Yeah,
but this is one thing.
Right. My one bullet point.
Oh my gosh. Third thing I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for healing and growth.
Fuck yeah.
Because I feel like I've done a lot of that recently, and I feel like I've been in the space where I'm more open to accepting that. And we don't have to get into all of that. But
just a lot.
Conversation for another time. But I'm just, like, really grateful for that because it is possible. And I think at a certain point in my life, I never thought it was possible because of how shitty I felt about things and, you know, mental health. Seriously. And so, dude. But I think that, I think it's a beautiful thing because it is possible.
And the ability to heal. From the inside out.
And just forgive, move forward, fucking
yeah, dude, let it
just
go.
Being in a place of growth. And I'm just, like, really grateful for that. I'm grateful for, once again, people in my life who, like you and Luke and some of my other friends back home, who also are all just really trying to work on themselves and be the best version of themselves. And I think that's sick.
I love watching my friends grow. Oh my gosh, that brings me so much joy.
Dude, it's such a beautiful thing.
This is why I'm excited for you also, is because a lot of my really good girlfriends are older than me, and I've got to see them blossom in their 30s, and they are just fucking doing it, and I am so pumped for you.
Pew, pew, pew.
All y'all bitches make me excited for 30, and I'm excited for you. I feel the shift for you, too. I really think that this new season is going to be a good one. And it's a good feeling. Just, like, leaning into your intuition, you know? It feels good. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking, like, it feels good. Fucking do it, like, in a bad way, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Just, like, if you're vibing with something, roll with it. You don't know how it's going to turn out.
No.
You know?
Even and if it's not something you thought you would ever do.
Try new things.
Fuck, I never thought we'd do a podcast.
No. But we just fucking chat, so this makes a whole lot of sense.
Anyone that knows this knows.
Yeah, right. If you know, you know.
Poor Luke.
I don't know. He has to listen to it all the time.
He's thinking of our bullshit.
He has to re-listen to it when he edits the shit. God damn.
Oh, my goodness. All right, third thing.
Last thing.
Last, but certainly not least.
Dude, I'm about to... About to crack it. This is also... It's not weird, but...
That's probably good.
In,
just kidding.
In the spirit of Thanksgiving... Like, and also the spirit of going home, I'm really thankful for the earth. I've been really, and just, like, the way everything, I know that shit, like, humans have fucked up shit and whatever, but, like, the earth just really provides, and, like, if you think about, like, the natives, before Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving and all that fucked up shit, we know
how
to talk about it.
It was all so fucked up.
Like, we don't... I'm talking about, like, just the center of gathering and bringing stuff from the earth. Like, it provides for us. We provide it for each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I've been watching a lot of Zac Efron's Down to Earth because, obviously.
Obviously.
It's, like, the shit I'm interested in, and also he's smoking. So, like...
Win-win.
Win-win.
Win-win, baby.
But it's just really cool to learn about that stuff and just... Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful that I grew up in the country, and I'm thankful that I have been connected to the earth, because I feel like now I'm always going to have a connection to the earth. Mm-hmm. And that's also another thing, like, along with healing, is that it's possible to be connected with the earth even if there's been a disconnect for X amount of time.
Yeah.
You know? And going back to, like, healing yourself, like, I want to, like, put good things in my body. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that, like, we were put on this planet, and... Yes, I think, like, change and growth and progress is good, but I think getting back to your roots is also really good.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure we're going to go on. I'm going to go on and on about, like, food and shit, and we have so much to talk about at another time. But, okay, well, this is fun. I'm excited. We did this on Thanksgiving Eve.
And we'll be dropping this tomorrow, so pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah, and I hope everybody has a really good Thanksgiving. Enjoy it and rest and chill the fuck out. You need it.
And be safe.
Yeah.
And we love you.
Yeah, we love you. Till next time.